This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
I don't know about you, but one of the areas that I first put on weight seems to be around my tummy area, and it also seems to be one of the hardest places to shift the weight from. And it raises the question, can we actually target areas for weight loss? And if we only did sit-ups, for example, would we lose weight around our waist? Well, Nick Fuller is the research program leader from the Charles Perkins Centre at the University of Sydney, and I reckon Nick will know the answer. Nick, great to chat with you again.
G'day, Warren. Thanks for having me back on.
Let's get straight to the point. Can we spot reduced fat from specific areas of our body?
Unfortunately not. It's not good news, but does everyone remember the Thighmaster? Well, this was late night TV advertising gimmick that promised to trim your outer thighs. Well, it actually made one celebrity actress $300 million. But unfortunately, there is no such thing as spot reduction.
So when we exercise, where do we get the energy from then?
Yeah, so when we exercise, basically, I guess taking it back a step, we consume food. Mm-hmm. Now, that food is transported to different organs in the body, like our adipose or fat tissue, and it's predominantly stored as triglycerides, but it's also stored in other places like our muscle. But coming back to your question, when we then go to exercise, well, what happens is these stores are broken down from the fat tissue, for example, and taken to the muscles where we can use it for energy. But it's coming from all over the body. It's not coming from that spot where, you know, you're doing the sit-ups and trying to burn the fat off the stomach. It's actually mobilizing fat stores from all over your body when you go to use that energy.
So we could be doing the sit-ups thinking that we're spot reducing our stomach, and we could be reducing fat in our face, for example.
Absolutely, spot on. And unfortunately, that's often the place, all those places that we don't typically want to lose the weight from is where we lose it from first, particularly women who have that, evolutionary protection mechanism in place to store fat around the hips and the buttocks. And that's due to, it's so we can procreate and it's part of that childbearing potential. So, yeah, it's not always great when we go to lose that weight and we do lose it from the places that we don't want to lose it from.
What goes on in the body? How does it decide where to get it from? How does it say, okay, Warren, you're doing those sit-ups, but I'm going to suck it out of your face?
Yeah, so I guess, just thinking back to what I was saying before, basically when you go to utilise energy, we've got to get it from different stores within the body. One of the best stores is our fat tissue. It's then mobilised into these free fatty acids, transported to our muscles, which we use as energy. Now, unfortunately, we have no control over how we lose the fat or the places in which we lose fat. And it's largely determined by I mentioned the gender. Now, men and women store weight differently. So females tend to store have actually larger fat mass. And again, that's because the female body is designed to hold fat for pregnancy and nursing. But men, on the other hand, tend to store it around the stomach and have that apple-shaped
figure. Yes.
But it's also determined by our genes. So if you think about it, DNA determines whether we're going to be short or tall. Well, genetics also plays a role in how we store our fats. And the studies actually show that genes can account for about 60% of where the body fat is distributed. And that's why we tend to see women storing more around the hips and the buttocks, and men storing more around the stomach. It means that you have no control over where you're going to lose it from. And then it becomes even harder to lose that fat as we age, because our metabolism slows down and a process known as sarcopenia comes into play, where we lose muscle, our metabolic rate slows down, our bodies become more and more stubborn.
Nick, I love the. I don't like the picture that you're painting. Actually, we are chatting
it's
with.
It's a bit doom and gloom.
It is, isn't it? But best we know, because otherwise we're going to be misled, and we could buy things like you know, over the counter pills. Now they claim to decrease fat in specific locations. Is that a load of crap?
It is. It's another big marketing scam. These pills and potions and the late night advertising that we see. Splashed all over the screens and the magazines, where when we look at the science, this includes two recent large studies done by the University of Sydney. They show that these supplements do not actually work. They don't actually reduce your body weight, or they don't reduce fat in a particular place that you're looking to lose it in. So you're better off leaving the money in your wallet, saving the money for healthy foods and things like that that can be part of a healthy lifestyle program. But when it comes to these magic bullets and the over-the-counter pills, the supplements, all these things that market to, you know, effectively target certain areas of fat loss, they simply don't work. And unfortunately, it is largely an unregulated area. They do get away with these bold marketing claims. And unfortunately, you know, the consumers are the ones suffering because they're wasting their money on them and often doing more harm than good, because sometimes they're a concoction of different ingredients and they can be unsafe for our health.
We're chatting with Dr. Nick Fuller, Research Program Leader from the Charles Perkins Centre at the University of Sydney, about whether we can actually target areas to lose body fat. And we've learned that we can't. Nick, I just want to talk about fat because there's a bad fat, isn't there? And that's the fat around our organs. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, you're exactly right. There are not all fat is equal, and that is important to know. Look, one of the best examples is the sumo wrestlers. Everyone has seen a sumo wrestler or a picture of a sumo wrestler. And visually, you know, they carry very large amounts of body mass and body fat in particular. But because they're actually metabolically active and doing a lot of physical activity, a lot of that fat is stored around the stomach. It's subcutaneous fat, which is not detrimental to our health.
Because it sort of hangs off them, doesn't it?
It does. Whereas the visceral fat, which is what you just alluded to, that's the fat that stores or is stored around the organs, prevents the organs and tissues from working properly. That's the dangerous fat. That's the fat that we want to reduce. And that's the fat that a lot of people are carrying. It's the one that's not visible to the eye. It lies deep within the stomach. And it's surrounding all those organs, like the pancreas, preventing them from actually doing their function. So the best way of actually reducing your visceral fat is by getting moving. And I'm just talking about 30 minutes of structured physical activity a day where you're huffing and puffing. If you're doing that every day, as little as 3 months duration, you'll start to see this reduction in visceral fat. And when you go and have a health test from at your GP, you'll see an improvement in your blood. You'll see an improvement in markers like your triglyceride or blood fat. If you're looking to, I guess, you know, improve your health and not worrying too much about your weight, you can do that by just making a simple change like physical activity. It'll reduce that visceral fat, that dangerous fat. You might still have the visible subcutaneous fat, but remember, that's not dangerous to your health, and you can be carrying large amounts of weight without any effect on your health.
So the love handles are the healthy fat, effectively.
They can be, as long as you're eating a healthy diet, getting some good sleep, and actually exercising every day. You're absolutely right. You can be carrying fat. You can have those love handles, and be metabolically healthy. And what I mean by that is you go for a battery of health tests, take some bloods, and everything comes back normal.
Fantastic. So some good news after all. Let's exercise 30 minutes a day, get rid of that visceral fat, but we can't spot reduce.
Absolutely spot on.
Love it, Nick. Good to chat with you.
Thanks, Warren. Always good to chat.
Thanks for joining us. That is Nick Fuller, Research Program Leader from the Charles Perkins Centre at the University of Sydney.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.